Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. I am Tim Wildman with Fred Jackson and Steve Paisley. Jordahl joined us now.
Good morning.
Good everybody. Morning, Steve. So, fellas, with respect to the weather, I think we're enjoying here in the South, and I think most people are a really warm, unusually warm October.
Yes.
Now, it's not ever cold in the South till I'm gonna say South being Kentucky down till probably January. I would say what people would call cold. Now, I know people in Montana would laugh.
Well, they would laugh today because they're getting 2 feet of snow.
Well, so the laugh's on them. How you like them apples? Deal with that for six more months. What now? What are you telling me? What now? What's happening?
Snow hits Northern Cascades and Rockies in the first major storm of the season. Mm-hmm. And according to the Associated Press, some higher elevations, Northern Rockies could get snow totals of 2 feet or more. And Cascade Mountains, 18 inches in the mountains of Montana. So there you have it.
Of course, they are used to that in that part of the country. And of course, a lot of the snow skiing resorts, they look forward to early snows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I resent is Canada's getting blamed again. As if we create the cold air, you know?
It is. They do always say coming down from Canada an Arctic blast, Fred, that y'all let through your borders.
Well, in defense of Canada, it starts in Alaska. It just passes through Canada.
Oh, so and Alaska sends it through Canada down to the lower 48.
Yeah, there's a pipeline.
Oh, man. But it's been very, of course, very for much of the country also, I think I'm right on this, it's been very dry.
Extremely dry, which is why places like we were talking to our news anchor in Texas this morning, that hurricane that just moved through Mexico.
Yeah, it's a Category 5 now, hitting Acapulco.
Yes, it's coming through there, but it's going to give some much-needed rain to those dry areas of the country.
Okay, so that's going to come up
through the
southern part of Texas?
Yes, okay. And they're going to get some rain there, and they need it desperately.
Yeah, absolutely.
Super dry there.
Absolutely, super dry.
Yeah.
So we'll pay attention to what happens there.
Everybody always talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it.
That's a good one. Where'd you hear that one?
I don't know.
All right, Steve, go.
All right. Hey, so Mike Johnson is the new speaker-elect from the Republican Party. He was doing a press conference this morning, and one of the reporters kind of asked him, this is where they're coming from. I think you can hear this question. Let's listen to Cut 11.
Mr. Johnson, you helped lead the efforts to overturn the 2020 election results.
That's all the Republicans at the press conference booing down the reporter who started her question with, Mr. Johnson, you helped lead the effort to overturn the 2020 elections. What do you? And that's all she got out before they booed him down.
Booed her down.
Booed her down. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes. Not surprising, a question like that coming from the liberal media.
This is the gift that keeps on giving for Democrats.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, you want to see real must-see TV that's not on TV? Donald Trump is in court again today, as he's been always. It's really interesting. Every day he comes out and says something, and every day Letitia James, who's on the other side of the desk.
She's the AG for the state of New York.
She comes out, she posts something on social media that says, oh, we're going to get him, we're doing our job. She's gloating. But today, the prosecution is bringing in Mark Meadows, who was his former chief of staff, at one point in time.
This is the New York case, correct?
The New York case.
Yeah. Can I interrupt just a second to ask a question?
Yes.
All right. So the Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff for for former President Trump. I know he was granted immunity for testifying in the federal cases, I think, but this is a state case in New York, right?
Is this
having to do with his businesses and the fraud they're the state of New York's accusing him of? Is that what we're talking about here?
This is the case that is with Jack Smith, one about
that's not New York, 6th,
and Trump isn't there.
That's why Tim said what he did.
Yeah.
So good job, Tim. You want to continue with this story,
no,
or you
not
want
right
to,
now?
What are you?
Well, he's. But
I'm just trying to help you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Actually,
I tell my grandkids when I eat their dessert. I'm just trying to help you finish it out.
Let me back up here. Okay? You see the shirt I'm wearing today, Tim? You didn't comment
on it. Yes, I did.
Paisley. No, it's
not. My bad.
It's not paisley.
It's
a bunch of flowers.
It's flowery.
This is my wake up and smell the roses shirt because I'm coming in this morning at 3 o'clock so that I can do the morning run of anchoring. I'm a little punched.
I understand. No, I understand. But what is your?
Well, Mark Meadows has been given immunity in this case, and he's going to testify against Donald Trump. They've turned Mark Meadows.
Okay, this is a lot of this stuff gets really complicated down in the weeds, and when you talk about court cases and charges and lawyers and plea deals and testifying for or against, I mean, it just gets where you just go, stop. I just want to watch Andy Griffith, okay? Okay. But trying to figure out all this and keep up with all this is a major task and had to keep it all straight.
As I have demonstrated.
Yeah, you demonstrated right there. But so you're right. Mr. Trump is in New York, the state of New York, and that case has to do with the charges brought against him by the attorney general there of alleged business fraud.
Yes.
Right? Am I right?
Yes.
That really has nothing to do with, and I'm not trying to restate your error,
right,
Steve.
But you were going to anyway. And
that has nothing to do with former chief of staff Mark Meadows.
No.
Okay. But it is, so that's a whole separate court case going on right now. By the way, Michael Cohen, his former, Trump's former fixer.
Yes.
He was in court yesterday and they faced off.
That's kind of where I got mixed up.
That would have probably been interesting TV right
stupor.
There. Mm-hmm.
There's a debate going on with regards to evaluation of Trump properties.
Yeah.
And Michael Cohen is testifying that Trump made him increase the value of a property.
Right, beyond what they were worth.
Yes. Yes.
So that's what that is about. And see how interesting that is? Does that not grab you right there? Don't you want to just sit and watch that kind of TV right there if it were on TV? Maybe on TV, I don't know.
Right up there with watching paint dry.
But, okay, so put that aside. But the big news you're trying to get at, Steve, is that former chief of staff for former President Trump, Mark Meadows, has been granted immunity by the federal prosecutor, Jack Smith.
In the case of January
6th. Is it J6 or is it the obstruction 6th. Of justice Florida case?
It's January
or both?
6th.
Huh?
Well, at least it's January 6th.
Okay, the January 6th case. So I don't know. I know the assumption is, well, that means he's going to testify, quote, against President Trump. Maybe so, but I would ask this question. What if Mark Meadows has just agreed to tell the truth? I mean, and let the chips fall where they may. It's really not up to Mark Meadows to decide whether he's not the jury. He's not going to be deciding whether or not the former president is guilty of the charges against him or not, right?
Let me channel Abe Hamilton here, and I'm not a lawyer, but I think I hear him saying, you never put a witness up on the stand unless you know exactly what they're going to say.
Yeah. I think this case is going to come down to the conversations that Trump had in the hours leading up to that rally in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th, and also the hours right after the crowds went up to Capitol Hill as to what Trump said. So there's always been a bit of a debate on on the conversations, how far Trump went to encourage people to do something, and then afterwards to encourage them to back away. There's been conversations, and I think that's what this is about.
Well, that and according to a report that I saw, which can't be verified, it was like in the Daily Mail, so I'm putting a lot of confidence in this story being true, and it may not be. We'll have to find out when Mark Meadows testifies, because it'll have to be public testifying, right?
Yes.
Okay. He said in this story I saw that he told President Trump that he lost twice, at least twice. He told him, Mr. President, there's not enough evidence of fraud to overturn the election. It appears we've lost something to that effect. Mm-hmm. That's what Mark Meadows allegedly said, which may be the value that the federal prosecutor, that may be part of the value that they may think that brings to to their case in January 6th. But I don't know. Again, I don't know whether that helps or hurts former President Trump in a case, because President Trump may say, "Well, yeah, he told me I lost, but I didn't believe him." You know what I'm saying?
It's not it's not illegal to not believe somebody.
Yeah. So I don't know whether that this but what you guys are saying, and you've talked to Abe, who's an attorney, that when a prosecution quote flips a defendant, that they're going to get something that's going to help their case.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Don't do it unless they do.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, that's, I understand that. And you got to think for Mark Meadows, who's from North Carolina. He was a longtime conservative leader in the House of Representatives, and Trump chose him as his chief of staff, number three, right? Wasn't he number three?
As in the third chief of staff?
Third chief of staff. No, or was he four? Two.
It's hard to keep track, isn't
well,
it?
Well, Trump went through, he had the, who did he have first as his chief of staff, didn't it? I think Trump went through
John
three.
Kelly.
Was he the first one?
President Trump, 2017, he took office, and John Kelly was his chief of staff, then Mick Mulvaney, then Mark Meadows, then Ron Klain. No, Joe Biden had Ron Klain. So he had three. John Kelly, Mick Mulvaney, and Mark Meadows.
See, that's the problem. One of the problems for former President Trump is nobody works for him long.
Yeah.
Not many people do, because for whatever reasons, but you go through three chief of staff in 4 years, that's – and then when they went out the door, he started slamming them, calling them names. I mean, that's a story for another day. But anyway, that –
that's a story for any day.
Yeah, but that's part of – one of Mr. Trump's weaknesses is that he acts like a third grader a lot of times. But we all know that, right?
Yes.
That would take that into consideration. But the problem but he really – he and Trump and Meadows evidently got along really well. And Trump complimented Meadows on several occasions. So, but now Mr. Meadows has to consider his situation. And listen, what are the chances of me going to federal prison for the rest of my life? And I get found guilty in one of these trials that go to that, a jury convicts me of. He has to weigh that out. What are my legal bills going to be? Are they going to be so insurmountable that, it's going to ruin my life, ruin my family's finance, you know, versus, what can I say to get immunity, to get these potential life altering, charges off of me. Right. I would just say in a situation like that, if you agree to tell the truth about something, I just don't see that as quote flipping.
No.
Do you, friend?
No, not at all. I'm going to tell the special prosecutor, Mr. Smith, in this case, everything that I know, not holding back. This is what was said.
That's what he's agreed to.
This is what was said at this meeting.
Right.
This is what was said at this meeting.
I don't think it helps. Just me, and I'm just one person. I don't think this necessarily, at this point, you look at that and you go, that helps or hurts the former president in his case. That's my view.
Yep.
The hedge against someone getting up on the stage and just saying anything to get them out of a charge is that if the defense can prove that he's telling something that's untrue, he has lied in court, and that's its own penalty.
So, oh, yeah, you mean if Meadows gets up there, he's agreed to this immunity.
And he just say anything you want. I'll say anything you want.
Well, but you can't
immunity.
Lie.
Right.
Because
right.
if you lie and you're found out and you perjure yourself, then right. you're going to the federal pen
right.
for violating your immunity agreement. Is that right?
That is correct.
So
they think they have something. They wouldn't do this if it was.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
When does that trial start?
This is a special prosecutor investigating right now.
Talking about the J6 trial?
Yes.
And it's in D.C.
Yeah, that investigation is continuing. Well, Smith is looking at a couple of things.
No, it's a court?
Yeah. Smith is looking at a couple of things.
He's been indicted. It's not an investigation. I mean, maybe it is an investigation, but Trump's been indicted in that case in the D.C. court.
Yes.
They are in the middle of proposing.
By a grand jury. Go ahead.
They're in the middle of proposing dates. This is August. They were proposing dates for the trial. And Jack Smith wants it to start January 2nd, 2024. Mm-hmm. I think that the president would like to hold it off until after the election.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, no.
But the judge has not said when it'll start?
Is that what As you- of the latest news article I can pull up right now.
Okay. Well, I know he has the, the Georgia case is set to begin trial in March, right? I think the Georgia State trial about the RICO trial.
Yes.
See how fun this is to talk about?
Well,
this is just so interesting.
Remember last week we had the stories, though, of some of the defendants. We're ready. They pick a jury last Friday in one of the cases.
Yeah.
And they made And they made the plea deal. This was.
Talking about Georgia?
Georgia, yes.
Yeah, we've had three plea deals. Jenna
yes.
Ellis yesterday. Jenna
right,
was
right.
on the air with us, our early morning host. And so she did her plea deal yesterday. And then you had Cheeseborough.
Yes.
What was his first name?
Thursday or Friday.
And then you had Sidney Powell.
Yes, yes. So that all happened late last week. On Cheeseborough
is his name. I've
Cheeseborough. He was actually in the courtroom when they were going to start jury selection, and that's when he made his plea.
Yeah, that was last week. Right that after Sidney Powell did.
Yes, yes.
So
there's a lot going on.
Let me just say this, and I don't want to talk about it in detail because I'm not smart enough to do this. I would just say this before you make a judgment about whether it's right or wrong for somebody to take a plea deal.
Cheeseborough. Sorry.
Before you make a judgment, because I had a couple of people email me this morning, why did Jenna do this? Why did she take a plea deal?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I would say, first of all, be careful about making judgments and pronouncements about people's motives. When you don't know what the whole situation is, and you don't know the details, and you don't know the pressure they're under, and you don't know you're not the one writing checks for their legal fees, which people say, well, I mean, these things can mount up to the hundreds of thousands of dollars pretty quick. Look at former President Trump; he's having to use almost all the money donated to him to pay his legal fees right now. Not almost all the money, but a huge percentage of it, right?
Mm.
So that just shows you if a billionaire has to be a little bit worried about legal fees, imagine somebody like Jenna or Sidney Powell or who's just an individual out here. Now, they did have a, not GoFundMe, but something similar to that to make donations to their, these people, mm. These individuals to their legal defense fund. But I'm just saying, before you make announcements or judgments about whether you think that's right or wrong, they should or shouldn't have done that, you don't know a whole situation, okay?
Right.
And if you were under the threat of going to prison for 5 years or so, or you were under the threat of being wiped out financially, I'm not saying that this is lawfare in a lot of times, and it's unfair. the way people are treated a lot of times in courtrooms, but it just, that's the way it is. So if you're under that kind of stress, you have to consider, what are my options?
Yes.
Are my options, okay, the prosecutor over here has offered me a plea deal to say this, that, or the other in exchange for I don't go to jail.
Yes.
Or I don't lose my home. Okay. Now, I'm not saying you exchange that for a lie.
No.
Huh?
No.
What am I hearing?
Okay. I didn't turn my.
I'm not suggesting you lie.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get out of that situation and maintain the truth or your integrity, mm-hmm, without compromising that,
mm-hmm,
then I say you gotta do that.
Well, you
in
take
my opinion.
You take Sidney Powell as an example.
Yeah.
68 years old.
I know.
She doesn't want to go to prison.
That's the risk you take when you go to trial, I'm
yes.
saying.
Yes.
People say, well, I'd go to trial and, you know, okay. Mm. Well, I understand that. But you're running the risk. In Fulton County, Georgia?
Yes.
It's probably going to be all Democrats in the jury.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's 90% mm-hmm of Fulton County, Georgia, are going to be Democrats. So yes. You've got to say, what are my chances of getting, you know, a trial there that's going to go my way? I could be convicted and I go to prison.
And it's a serious charge. Racketeering is.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a serious charge.
Yeah. This all goes back to it being, I think it's an overcharge. Mm. I don't even know why this is even a case to begin with, especially not a RICO case, because it just doesn't sound like it rises to the level of that kind of prosecution.
Well, you think of racketeering, you think of mafia.
Mafia, drug cartels.
Hardly.
You know.
Well, they're already bringing out old Civil War laws to try to get him, keep him from running. So they're.
I'm just saying, before you say, well, this person shouldn't do this or they shouldn't do that, what's the old saying, walk a mile in that person's shoes?
I was just thinking that.
Or the Indians say, walk a mile in my moccasins.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got there's a moral to that story, I could tell you. I got a story that promotes that moral.
Okay.
That value. You want to hear it while we end the show here?
Sure.
So one time, Allison and I, my wife, this is 25 years ago, we were driving from Knoxville to Nashville. I'd spoken Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving down the interstate, I-40, toward Nashville, and I pull up behind an 18-wheeler, and I try to pass him. But when I get up to the cab, I notice that there was a state trooper there right in front of the truck. Okay? Well, I'm not going to pass a state trooper going 75 or 80 or not 80. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
How you doing, sir? I'm going to pass you right here. Just blowing by you speed and invite a ticket, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So you know what I do? I stay even with the truck for about a mile or two. Well, this fella pulls up behind me, and he's very upset. I'm looking at him in the rearview mirror, and he's like throwing up his hands. And he sees my license tag, too, you know. People from Tennessee, they look down on people in Mississippi. We're really rednecks, okay? And they're uppity rednecks in Tennessee. So he's looking at me, raising his hands, he's getting all upset and angry. And I have to go on for a couple miles like this. And finally, I back off, and he's off, and I get behind the truck. Well, he blows by me and looks at me like, you idiot. So he gets to the front of the cab, and guess what he does? He stops. He slows down because
keeping
he's
with his truck.
And guess what I do? I pull up behind him. And you know what I do? I raise my hands. And I look at him like, come on, man. You wanted to go by. Here you are. Why aren't you going by? The moral of that story is, be careful about making judgments about people and their situations and their actions when you don't know all the facts.
Absolutely.
There you go. It's
all
a
right?
good example.
Will that preach?
That does.
All right.
Doug will hunt.
See you tomorrow, everybody.